This is the KVNF Regional Newscast for Friday, March 12th. I'm Gavin Dahl. The Department of the Interior has announced a comprehensive review of its oil and gas leasing programs. In a statement sent to KVNF, Colorado Farm and Food Alliance applauded the move, writing, quote, "For too long, oil and gas companies have taken advantage of an outdated system to boost profits at a price to taxpayers, to public lands and water supplies, to wildlife, and to the future." Director Pete Kolbenschlag added, quote, "Public lands should be managed to provide a long-term public benefit, not an immediate payout to one industry," end quote. Colorado Parks and Wildlife has been working in the snowmass area this week to study why elk are rejecting their young. Colorado Sun reports the herd in the Roaring Fork and Crystal River valleys have seen a 30 to 40% decline in calf-cow ratios. They are part of a larger herd, wildlife experts call the Avalanche Creek elk herd, which numbers roughly 5,000 elk and roams about 850 square miles. A sustainable herd will have 40 to 50 calves per 100 cows each year. CPW studies the elk by netting a pregnant cow from a helicopter, then jumping out of the helicopter to tranquilize and collar her, inserting a vaginal implant transmitter. This falls out when she gives birth, sending the scientists an alert based on temperature change. The crew worked near Craig and then Snowmass, and next will move on to the Uncompahgre Plateau near Montrose before finishing their work with cows in Fisher's Peak State Park outside of Trinidad. Data released by the Colorado Bureau of Investigation this week showed a drop in DUI and drug-related arrests. The Grand Junction Sentinel reports both the Grand Junction Police and Mesa County Sheriff's Office saw a drop of more than 150 arrests last year. They attribute this to fewer cars on the road due to the pandemic. They have not reportedly seen a drop in drug trafficking along the I-70 corridor. Lawmakers are debating a bill that would eventually prevent businesses from offering single-use plastic bags. KVNF's Capital Coverage reporter Scott Franz has more.
If you feel like you've already heard this story, you have. This is the third time in the last 2 years Democrats have attempted to ban plastic bags. The effort was derailed by the pandemic last year. Before that, a watered-down version was defeated by opponents who feared regulations around the state would be confusing. This time, Democrats have a larger majority in the state Senate, where previous efforts have been derailed. The latest bill would ban foam containers for takeout orders and allow cities and towns to enforce their own restrictions. Supporters say the changes would cut down on litter and benefit the environment. Opponents are worried about the cost to small businesses. I'm Scott Franz at the state capitol.
A proposal to extend an already lengthy construction project on State Highway 50 between Gunnison and Montrose continues to draw criticism from local officials in both communities. KBUT's Christopher Biddle reports.
Proposed changes for the Little Blue Creek Canyon project coming down from the state raised eyebrows of officials who say they want the project done with sooner rather than later. The Montrose Daily Press reports that at a recent meeting between local and state leaders, Montrose County Commissioner Roger Rash balked at Senator Don Corum's update, proposing to allow more time for daily traffic. That would add up to a year, by some estimates, on top of what's already slotted for 2 years' worth of construction. The Crested Butte News reported last week that Gunnison County leaders were united in their desire to finish the project as soon as possible, a sentiment echoed by Rash and others in Montrose. There will be a virtual open house on Tuesday, March 16th for information on the project and an in-person open house in Montrose the same day. A public information officer for CDOT told KBUT they hope to have more information by that meeting. Another open house in Gunnison will be held March 24th. Information and registration can be found at the website us50info.com. That's the letters US, the number 50, the word info.com. For KBUT News, I'm Christopher Biddle.
The so-called Zoomtown trend brought about by the pandemic has meant city people moving to rural areas. KVNF reporter Kate Redmond caught up with realtor Carrie Soto of eXp Realty for some statistics on how this is affecting Delta County and the North Fork Valley.
As a real estate professional, how do you feel like the pandemic has changed the real estate market in the North Fork Valley?
At first, I thought the market was going to come to a halt here. I had 7 people I was working with who either terminated their contracts or decided to not move forward on properties they were considering. Didn't take long, and the market bounced right back with a very high demand. And this was last March and April. I started getting multiple calls each day, mostly from buyers who did not live here but were looking to relocate to the Valley. The demand has remained high since that time, while the inventory has declined. In 2020, the median selling price increased by 18.3% in the North Fork Valley, and Delta County overall saw an 11% increase. When comparing the number of listings between February 2020 and February 2021, the North Fork Valley is down 42%, from 115 listings last year to 16 listings this year. Delta County is down 54.7% in active listings, from 75 to 34.
Was it difficult to show properties during the beginning of the pandemic?
Absolutely.
You were all suited up and masked up and...
Yeah, gloves. And still the requirement is to sanitize anything that you touch, not to ride together.
Do you see speculators capitalizing on empty storefronts and businesses?
I have noticed a recent uptick in activity with commercial real estate. Of the 5 commercial listings right now in Paonia, the average days on market is 386. 3 of those listings have gone under contract in the past 6 weeks. I've also heard the market for renting a commercial space in town has very recently become competitive with multiple people applying at once for space. I think this is a good indicator that our community is going to continue to thrive.
I read about a national trend in multiple news outlets of city people moving to smaller towns because they can now work from anywhere. As a realtor, do you see this happening in Western Colorado?
Absolutely. In particular, our area, I do think this trend applies to the Valley. With a combination of the desirable farming and artist community and the availability of high-speed internet, I think this has all been a huge draw. People have been bringing their jobs here for quite some time, but more now so.
And people who are moving here from far away, are they looking for different things in a house than local people who are buying?
Many of the people I've talked to who are looking to move here inquire about buying property where they can house multiple families and what all of that entails.
What's your view on what the real estate market will look like in a year?
In my opinion, it is going to jump again this year. This past winter was very active, and I noticed it really starting to pick up about a month ago, which is much earlier than the traditional busy season. The problem? Inventory.
Some tech giants like Facebook and Twitter have announced policies extending remote work for years or even indefinitely. And Bloomberg Businessweek reports last February, white-collar employees working from home made up 8% of the workforce. That number spiked in May to 35% and now sits at 71% of white-collar jobs. For KVNF, I'm Kate Redmond.
That does it for the KVNF Regional Newscast. I'm Gavin Dahl. Special thanks to reporter Kate Redmond, and thank you